I find this interesting. I've seen this before. We've done something like this before, but this is somewhat interesting. In 50 years, in the year 2075, this was printed, this is some sort of an article in the New York Post. These are their predictions for things that are commonplace today, but will be unheard of in 2075. And we'll look back and go, oh my God, I can't believe we ever did that, you know? And their first one was using plastic packaging for food items, cutting food on plastic cutting boards, drinking from plastic straws, plastic bottles, plastic.
I'm sensing a theme.
Plastic. Oh. That was number one. Is
plastics.
All plastics. Yeah, getting rid of plastic.
Plastic ain't going nowhere.
But what's going to replace it?
Yeah.
They didn't say.
I'm firm in plastics corner. You know that.
Well, you've been big straw. You've been in big straws pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's my favorite thing. When a restaurant wants to be, you know, earthy or whatever. They're like, we've gotten rid of plastic straws, which does absolutely nothing.
How can you say that does nothing when we have a floating pile of garbage the size of
One's ever seen that. They talk about it.
They do talk about it.
They talk about it all the time.
Yes, they do.
But I never see a picture of it. Don't you think at this point, we got drones, we got planes that can fly over the ocean. Don't you think at some point we'd have a picture of this plastic island?
Even if we did, people would deny it and say, come on, not real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never seen that either. There's supposed to be plastic island twice the size of Texas in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Because the water's so calm, plastic just gathers there.
I just think plastic will always be here. I mean, I don't think we're going to move to paper straws. Let me see plastic
Kristen's
island.
Got a picture of plastic island.
That's CGI or
okay,
AI.
I knew I'd seen these before.
There's a picture of plastic island.
Yeah,
out there.
I don't know. I just think it's going to be hard to get rid of plastic.
Well, of course it is.
But
because
I think
it's inexpensive
years,
and does a great job. It just doesn't break down.
Soon.
Could we compare something like it in 1975? It was commonplace, but now today we think, oh my God, I can't believe we ever did that. You know,
lead paint. Asbestos. Right.
There you have it. There you go. We built everything with those things, and now we're like, jeez.
They poison the environment in which we lived.
Yeah, that's right.
I just feel like 50 years is too soon.
50 years.
What are we going to put stuff in? I mean,
seaweed.
Wood. I mean, you know, the straws can be made of.
You can take wood to-go box?
Well, let's see. All of these things could be packaging. Certainly, could be cardboard. It does not have to be.
Yeah,
it does not have to be. They're talking about what are they saying here? Plastic cutting boards. Those can be wood. Packaging can be cardboard. Straws we know can be paper. Now they're not as good, but could be paper. Mm-hmm. Plastic bottles can be put into cardboard boxes or cans. I mean, many times we've talked about that. So anyhow, you could see it gone. I'm not so sure either. 50 years from now, if it'll be eliminated. But that was their prediction, that we'll look back and go, God, I can't believe we used all that plastic. It's terrible for us. It's terrible for the environment. We shouldn't have it. And you do hear all the time that, for instance, plastic would, like the water has little particles getting off into it.
Oh, yeah. I firmly believe I'm about one-third plastic.
Yeah, that is true.
At my age.
And the more you leave it in the car, the more you leave it sitting around on your desk, the more at danger you are of all this stuff. Kathy is on the line talking about the island of trash. Kathy, go ahead.
There definitely is a huge island of trash in the middle of the Pacific. I taught it in earth and environmental science, and there are pictures of it, but most of it is Chinese and Japanese trash. It's not American. And there is a lot of nets in there that's holding it all together from, you know, decades of fishing. And also, they're going to replace plastic, supposedly with bottles, with glass, because that's what most European countries do now.
Back to glass, which is heavier and harder to ship. Kathy, that was an excellent call.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for informing us on that.
Sorry, Biggie.
I don't know, but we might be going
glass.
We might be going glass here, it looks like.
Yeah.
Well, there was a time we used glass. You know, glass bottles were everywhere. Now it's plastic. The other thing they say is animal captivity for entertainment. Dolphins in resorts, whales at SeaWorld. We'll look back and go, my God, how were we ever so cruel to these animals? I would relate that to the circus. You know, in 1975, the circus was huge. Today, there is no circus. Mm-hmm. So those kinds of things would go away. SeaWorld would be no longer in existence. Agree? Do you think that'll happen?
Maybe, but I mean, so many of your resorts you know, Caribbean resorts and things have, you know, and cruises you can sign up, you know, ride a dolphin, kiss a dolphin. I just don't know.
Well, they're not in captivity, though, are they?
Oh, yeah.
They are? They're,
well, I mean, I don't
know. You swam with them while they're out there.
No, this is like if they...
Like the dolphin encounters?
Yeah.
They're usually in pens, right?
Yeah, they're in pens, and they put you in a life jacket, and, you know, they tell you to hang on to the fin, and it takes you around the pool.
Really?
Yeah, see? This is why it'll stick around.
I don't know. I do think there might be enough pressure.
Maybe.
To get rid of that.
Maybe, yeah. But people always say, think of the children. The children love it.
Well, they love it, but... you know, think of the animal. There are a lot of people who say that's really cruel to them.
But the winds are shifting.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
MMA and boxing. We'll look back and go, oh my God, we used to, what a barbaric sport MMA was.
Well, boxing is 200 years old,
yeah.
300 years old. I mean, but people have been fighting fisticuffs.
The UFC
forever.
is huge. I mean, MMA is around the world.
But boxing is not even close to what it once was.
I give you boxing.
Well, but it's because the organizations that run it are beyond corrupt.
Yeah, exactly.
But two men fighting one another, that's gladiator stuff.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
You think they'll still be doing that in 50
years?
They'll still be having
it. Who's stronger? I mean, people always want to know who's stronger, who can beat who in a fight.
You don't think there'll be enough people saying this is barbaric? We're not going to support this.
I don't know if you've noticed what's happened in the last... few years, but we're not exactly steering ourselves back to that's barbaric.
Yeah, and okay. You just type in next time you're on YouTube, just type in street fight,
okay,
or school fight.
All right,
that's what we do.
As humans, we're hardwired to do that.
We're primates.
Things that are fairly common today that will not be done at all in 50 years that we'll look back on and say, "Oh my God, I can't believe we used to do that." Driving,
please. I just want that in my lifetime.
Yeah. 50, do you think?
I want self-driving cars.
Self-driving cars, I could see.
I mean, this says drive. There will be no driving. Mm-hmm. It'll be done for you in 2075. And we'll look back and go, oh, my God, I can't. Like, my children's children will say.
The way we look at a Model A Ford.
Yes.
Yeah.
My children's children will say, I can't believe you used to have to steer it yourself. You know, they'll look back at that. You think that'll really be in 50 years?
I could see it.
In 50?
Seems too early to me. I mean, maybe 100. I think 100.
More, but I bet
half and half.
Yeah.
I think half and half. You know, there'll be a lot
but
more.
But there are a couple of cities now where there are self-driving taxis. We get calls from Phoenix and San Francisco.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
They have self-driving taxis.
Of course, there are people fighting back against that. Now, we've covered that.
They're cavemen.
Yes. But are we really? I mean, every new car made will be self-driving.
Okay, yeah. 50 seems a little short.
You wouldn't even really need a wheel. You know, you'd just be able to drive itself.
Hop in.
But you'd have to have a wheel just in case. You know, you're sitting there and you'd have to take it over yourself. But, yeah, it's possible that your great-grandchildren could go, you used to have to actually do this yourself.
And do the thing with your feet.
Yeah, do that thing with your feet. What are you doing with
your feet? You press this pedal, then you press that pedal.
Yeah.
That's right. What? What is that? This will not be happening in 50 years. Spending multiple hours every day scrolling mindlessly on social media. I think that'll get more and more. I think that'll...
I mean, look how we acted when we took some away.
Yeah. In fact, I think that as we get more and more AI and you don't have to spend as much time doing things for yourself, there'll be more time to do that.
It'll be on your goggles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your VR goggles.
Exactly, yeah. There will be no vaping. Vaping will be so hazardous to your health, it will go away. That's kind of like it was like cigarettes. In 1975, everybody smoked. Today, very, very few smoke. You know, cigarettes.
But we don't know. Vaping could be because I still stand in the corner of we still don't really know what long-term vaping does.
The prediction is that vaping will go through the same cycle that cigarettes went through. We'll discover in 10.
But much faster? Mm-hmm.
Well, it'll take 50 years. And when did vaping really start? 15, 20 years ago. So that'd be a 65-year cycle where it goes from being popular, really popular, to gone. Or almost gone.
Well, and vaping's even kind of coming down now. We've talked about that you know, like these Zins and things are in with the younger generation.
Yeah.
And finally, using your children to create content on social media, especially to be monetized. That will be looked at as barbaric 50 years from now. How dare you?
I don't think that's...
I don't know.
We always pimping out our kids.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You
know, believe me, if my kid ever did something mildly amusing, I would...
Monetize.
You got to monetize it, you know?
Get her an agent.
Yeah, that's right. When my son, if I could catch him on camera doing something dumb, I'd certainly monetize that.